original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
यस्या प्रभावमतुलं भगवाननन्तो ब्रह्मा हरश्च नहि वक्तुमलं बलं च सा चण्डिकाखिलजगत्परिपालनाय नाशय चाशुभभयस्त मतिं करोतु।
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, that was Swami G. Belindu. Do you remember when we had that great guru on, Swami G. Belindu from India? He was live with us here. He was in India. We were in LA. And he was the guru that lived in a cave. And it was such an inspirational story just to hear how people can tap out of this world for a moment and just grasp for and reach the wonderful things that life has to offer when we can be still and know. And that mantra that Swami G. Belindu did for us, actually, that was a mantra that was a healing planet mantra. And mantras have so much power in this world and just so much influence in everyday life. Why do we do mantras? Well, we're going to find out tonight on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. And we're going from mantras to music because we've got Gabe Lopez joining us tonight too. And I just feel like a good vibe here tonight on Max and Friends. So, you know, we all had a new moon the 11th of January. I want to know, what did you do on the new moon? I always say burn the black candle, get rid of all the negative energy in life. So on the new moon, you can light a white candle and just start to receive. Well, I think mantras are what we need in life. And we have such an incredible guest here tonight. You know, I believe that what you're looking for is looking for you. And I believe in helping you all understand the simplicity of life and really how to live life to the max, as I like to say. And I thank you all for tuning in. Hey, before we continue, hit me up at Max Tucci on Twitter, because I want to know what's going on in your life, in your world, if you like the show, and if you want to know more about mantras. And, well, we're going to have a guest let us know more about them. So on that note, stay here with us. We've got some new music from Gabe Lopez coming up in just a little bit. So we're going from mantras to music tonight on Max and Friends. I thank you all for tuning in. How was your week? I got to tell you, I saw the movie tonight, Dark 030, 3 hours long. And really all we needed was about 20 minutes of it, which was the end. But it was pretty fabulous. You know, I'm kind of a little tired of seeing movies that we know the ending to. You know, the Lincoln movie, we all knew the ending to that. We know the ending to Dark 030, we knew the ending to that. Les Mis, we know what's going on because it's been on Broadway and how many remakes of it. Tonight are the Golden Globes. Are you watching them? Hit me up at Max Tucci at Twitter. Let me know. I want to know who you thought was the best dressed and worst dressed, because that's a lot of fun, and I love you all tweeting me and letting me know what you think. On another note, I've got to plug the Unicorn Children's Foundation right at the top of the show, because we're getting ready for our Buddha Ball, which is March 16th at Mar-a-Lago, the home of Donald Trump in Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, visit unicornchildrensfoundation.org/gala, G-A-L-A. We need help, people. We need you to buy some tickets, to donate, to be sponsors. There's still time to be sponsor for this wonderful event. And the cause is a wonderful organization. We're building a school for children with autism. So if you feel like you want to help and get involved, you can go there. We have some wonderful auction items, some live auction items that are going to be absolutely wonderful. Eva LaRue is my mistress of ceremony. Y'all love her. Well, there's going to be a wonderful auction item to have brunch with her at Mar-a-Lago. Plus, Elu, you've heard him here on the show before. He's going to give a wonderful auction item where he's going to play at your next party. So that's going to be quite incredible. He's going to be playing that night as well at the event at Mar-a-Lago for the Buddha Ball for Unicorn Children's Foundation. The school is really going to be a footprint to what the future holds for children with neurodiversity. So It's really a pleasure that I'm the chairman of the event, and I hope that you all support me. UnicornChildren'sFoundation.org is the website to go to. And please, 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 if you feel generous and want to make a difference in the lives of children with autism and other neurodiversities, then please help us. Because when you help me, you help the future of the children. Speaking of which, will mantras help us? I think so. I know so. And I want to have you all know so too. I think it's my intentions for this show tonight were to really bring you aboard into this world of mantra, whether you're just a beginner or you're an avid mantra sayer like Dr. Rodney, you all know him, he comes on the show. Mantras are something where, you know, when we get into a space where we become one with the universe, one with God, one with the flow, I like to say, the essence of life, then we could all be still and know and really just meditate. And meditating is something that we all are lacking in life. You know, we say we have too much to do, too much this, too much that. I think that might be an indirect mantra when we just keep repeating the negative in our life. So let's get out of that habit and let's get into saying some things that will change the planet, change the world, change our lives. That's what Max and Friends is about tonight. So grab your pens and papers because tonight is Life Class on Max and Friends. And my guest tonight is Satya. I'm going to say this wrong because I just said it right. Satya Bama, tell me your name, darling, and welcome to Max and Friends because I want to say it right because I know words are powerful. So welcome to Max and Friends. Namaste to you.
You did say it right.
I did say it right. Satya Bama,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, you know, you come from a wonderful lineage of Vedic priests. You also have the website is sanskritmantra.com, everyone. So visit Sanskrit, SanskritMantra.com, because you're gonna learn about my guests tonight. And welcome to Max and Friends. Now, tell me about your lineage and getting involved in becoming a Vedic priest, because you have quite a story. So introduce yourself to my listeners and let them know a little bit about you.
I've been a long-time Los Angeles person, and I went to law school in Los Angeles at Southwestern, and right after I got out of law school, I went east to visit friends and wound up in D.C., and that's where I was looking for a spiritual organization and heard that there was a guru who would be coming to town, so I went to meet him, Sadhguru Sant Keshavadas. Now, a Sadhguru is like a guru 10 times to the max. You know, the Sadhguru is a guru to gurus, mm-hmm. much more powerful than a regular guru. And he was kind and loving and hugging, and his wife, who's still living, is very sweet and kind. I met him the first weekend of December 1980. He was doing a talk, and it was great because everything he was saying was really true. And that's rare in this world. Because you hear people saying things they believe, but you hear it's not right. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got so interested in him. And that evening, I met his advanced student and longtime priest at the temple, Thomas Ashley Foran, Namadeva Acharya. And a year later, we were married. And so
you got into the flow. That was the perfect flow. I like to say you were exactly where you're supposed to be at that exact moment, right?
Clearly so. Clearly so. There's a longer story about how I got to D.C. There's a whole backstory about how the Divine Ones arranged it. But by 82, we were back in California, living in Southern California. And I studied with both gurus, Sadhguru Keshavadas and Sadhguru Ramamata, his widow. Now, I mean, he passed in 97. And with Namadeva, who was always around to ask questions, and the more he did mantra, and he did mantra all the time, and I mean 24/7, he would be doing mantra in his sleep, doing mantra while he was watching TV, all the time. He was like two-tracking it. And so he got very clear, and he could get a lot of information from the Akasha and channel in a lot of information from the Sanskrit texts. Not he could read Sanskrit because he was reading it in either translation or transliteration. And so I got very interested in it. It really pulled me in like nothing else I had tried. And then I started to be doing the pujas, which is means worship.
Absolutely.
And those are the ceremonies that are done in the Hindu temples, and Namadeva would do them and teach them, and I learned to do them and now teach them. And then in 2009, we both had Guru Diksha to be a guru from Sadhguru Ramamata. And just before Namadeva died in October 2010, he told me that he wanted me to go and teach his workshops, and I went, whoa! And then he gave me this amazing initiation straight from his solar plexus to mine with the lineage energy. Mm. And so he gave me the energy to do it, and I've been doing it.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. It's 11-11, everyone on the East Coast, so that means make a wish. Now, I just love the whole fact that, you know, the mission of teaching the Dharma and mantras, the baton, let's say, was passed to you, the torch was passed to you, because it's something that, you know, we're in a society, especially living in the States, in America, where, you know, we are interested and intrigued by the Far East and by India and by mantras and gurus, but we don't want to follow through. You know, there's some reason where we get interested, but then we lose interest quickly, but then we get interested again. You know, and it's kind of like this thing where I'm like, you know what, people, let's just get into the flow of life and let's break the barriers of not understanding other cultures and understand them, because that's the importance, really, to live a life to the max, is when you accept everyone and when you look at other cultures and other religions and know that, you know, basically we're all one. We're people. We're humans. You know, I have a great guru, Ma Jaya Satta Bhagavati, and she taught me a great lesson that was her lesson. And when it was basically, you know, they're all religions are one. We're here to really just enjoy a wonderful experience. And in the search for God, she found herself. And that's really, you know, what I think is the importance of this, is that we're all here and we're all searching for something, but we don't look into ourselves. And that's what I think mantras are a great guide and a tool to help us. So I would love to just get into the basics with you tonight on what is a mantra?
A mantra is a spiritual formula which is said in a language that is really powerful. And so the Sanskrit sounds actually change your vibration. They are energy-based sounds. I mean, English is a meaning-based language. What's important is what it means intellectually, mentally. But that's not what Sanskrit is. Sanskrit is a sound vibration, and it works to ameliorate your karma, heal your body, heal your mind. The universe was created by sound, and God said, "Let there be light." And that vibration works on our karma, which causes illness and so on, like ultrasound.
Absolutely. You know, I love that you said that, because I always say here on Max and Friends that words are so powerful. And it's one of the teachings that I tell people basically every day, is that our words really do create. And I always remind people, God didn't think let there be light. He said let there be light, and there was. And I think that we really do have the power of life and death in our tongue, and we really do have the power to change our own lives with our words. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I know that you're in the flow with me, and that just confirmed, you know, why I was so drawn to have you on the show tonight, because where two or three are gathered and we start speaking, you know, the truth of what life is and how to make life a beautiful thing, we're all here together, and so let it happen. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because it is an important point. Now, there is something that I did hear before about mantras, and so many people have said, well, Max, what really is a mantra? And now that we have that definition that you gave us so clearly, they say, and I have heard this many times, that they need to get it from a guru, or one has to be written specifically for them. Is there truth to that?
Not as that is said, particularly as a prohibition, because mantras work by sound, like ultrasound, just like gravity works, whether you know it or believe it or not, it works, period. And that is true for mantras too. If you say a mantra, you create that vibration within yourself, they work. But if you get a transmission from a true guru, that guru has a tremendous amount of energy from his or her own mantra practice and can transmit that energy to you. So it's like a leg up.
Right.
You're going at it starting at a higher level.
It's like getting a B12
so
shot.
You get a leg up. You get help, and then you're starting from a higher place in doing your mantra practice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's they do say it in India that, oh, you cannot do a mantra unless you have a certain guru do. And, there's lots of strictures, and a lot of them are baloney.
Right. Well, just like the Bible says, there's only one way to get to heaven. So people could take that literally. And, there's so many different interpretations of so many different religions. So I always say, when you're still with yourself and you ask yourself the question, trust your intuition, trust your guidance with the flow, and the answer shall be revealed to yourself. So, we're not here to judge anybody. Just give a little bit of light into this dark world that sometimes people get caught up in. So speaking of that, what is – and I love chakras because I love colorful things, and chakras really are a beautiful base, from the base, the root, all the way up to through your whole body. And we talk about chakras all the time here on Max and Friends. So how do mantra work? How do mantras work with the chakras?
Okay. Let me say that a mantra is different from an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is in an affirmation that we say, it's good thoughts, and it's really good for reprogramming our subconscious. But the mantras work differently because they work by vibration. So they're not in English. They work in Sanskrit. Hebrew is a very powerful language. Ancient languages are very powerful. And this is how they work with the chakras, because there are 50 petals or spokes on the wheel of the chakras, 1 through 6. So the one that starts at the base of the spine, and then you come up just below the belly button, and then the belly button, and then the heart area, and then the throat, and then the third eye. So there's 50, and there is a crown chakra which has 1,000 petals, and that 1,000 means any huge number. And if you progress through and you get to your top chakra, you've reached enlightenment. And there's 7 levels in each chakra. So there are 50 letters in Sanskrit. And on these 50 petals or spokes, each one vibrates to that different sound. And the mantras are designed by people who could see them, which is a really interesting phrase. The mantras come down to us from benevolent spiritual beings who could see how the pattern is in our bodies, like the lights flashing on and off on a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it in a pattern, and they could see how it would work in our body and what benefit we would get from them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they work with the chakras. And, of course, the chakras themselves are like our nerve ganglia, except that they're in our etheric body rather than our physical body.
Absolutely.
But they interpenetrate.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the whole, I'm glad that you're explaining this to people, because I'm getting tweets right now. That's what I'm reading here. And everyone's so fascinated by this who aren't in tune and who haven't tuned in before on this discussion. So I'm glad that everyone's listening and tuning in tonight. And thank you all for tweeting me at Max Tucci. Keep those questions coming in. Speaking of questions, I have one for you. What is one of your favorite mantras that you really just feel so enlightened by saying?
One of my favorite mantras is the Chamundi mantra. And Chamundi is very much like Durga, she who rides on a lion or a tiger and is a great protectress and slays the demonic energy.
Uh-huh.
But this one was created specially when all the celestials together couldn't slay this one super powerful demon. These are all, of course, allegories. And so they put all their energy and created this one. And the mantra goes, Om Aim Hreem Kleem Chamundaye Vijay Namaha.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a combination of the powerful goddesses, and she has the effect of she makes you feel powerful inside. She makes your spine get straighter. And it works that way for everybody, but it seems to work more so for women, which is probably, you know, women in the patriarchal society. We need a little encouragement.
Right. It's the truth. You know, and I love it. And, you know, we can do some basic Google searches, people, and go on YouTube because there's some great mantras there. But without going all of there, go to SanskritMantra.com because I want you to get familiar with that page there and see how it can help you. Basically, just enjoy a life of enlightenment. I think that's really what this new year is about. And I want to share it all with you because it's the vibe that I'm getting. You know, I've got to tell you, there's a funny, my first name is Oscar and my second name is Maximilian Satyabhama. So my first two initials together are Om. So my little joke is that one of my favorite mantras is just simply Om.
Well, there's a whole teaching about Om being the creative syllable that brought the universe into manifestation.
And it never ends.
That quarter of the entire universe, which is manifest, and that you can go all the way to enlightenment with just that mantra.
You know, and that's why I love my initials, OM.
Of course.
And, you know, speaking of OM, one of my favorite mantras, everyone, is OM Brizi Namaha. It's a great mantra to help you with. I guess they say financial worries or burdens or whatnot, but Om Brizi Namaha. We played that here before. Also, we had a fun word game here before with my dear friend Rolanda Watts, Auntie Rolanda, and we love the word shreem. It was just a great word that for the new year, people are asking, what are words for the year? Shreem was one of them. Kleem was another one of them. So we're putting all these words out there because as you're learning tonight, these words have power in our life. So I want to get back to mantras. And what are some simple mantras for people starting out who've never heard of the word mantra before and who don't know what all of this is about?
Mantras are very practical. They not only take you to enlightenment, but they help you to solve a lot of your regular lifetime problems. So for removing obstacles from your life, which can show up in when you're looking for a job or, you know, you seem to be blocked, whatever is happening like that, the mantra is related to the elephant-headed god Ganesha and all of his head and his trunk and all his tusks. Those are all symbols of greater things. But that mantra is Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
Namaha.
It's one of the most common mantras. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
Now, is there truth of validity that if it's used incorrectly that it could backfire on us?
Actually, there's a lovely folk saying that covers it, and there's also a mantra that you can chant asking, if I didn't pronounce it right, please forgive me. But the mantra says, God, like mothers, will the mother love the baby any less if it lisps a bit? And the teaching is, it's wonderful. And the teaching is, that your intention in your heart is much more important than the exact pronunciation.
Yeah.
If you're intending to say a certain mantra, then, you know, it covers the mispronunciation or whatever.
It covers you. It's wonderful.
You're covered.
It's your pass. What is it? The pass go. You don't go to jail. It's your get out of jail free card, right? But now, is it true that we have to say or a repetition of mantras in 109 times, or is that just a guidance?
It's a guidance. It's 108 on the standard mala or rosary.
Yeah, the mala.
And the reason is because we have 108 major nadis in our bodies. And these are the astral tubes, sort of analogous to our arterial system, or our nerves. And what you want to do is say enough to put that vibration in each one of the major ones. So there are many thousands more than that, just like we have many thousand more nerves than just the major ones.
So we can repeat it as much as we want.
That 108.
So can we go to
the more the better.
The more the better. Because, you know, just with the word shreem and kleem, I was told if you say it 10,000 times that it manifests even greater in your life. So I just wanted to clear that up because we had a question asking.
Siddhi is power to acquire a power, like a spiritual power. Mm-hmm. And the first level of mantra siddhi is 125,000 repetitions of whichever.
So we have to do our work, now, is the point.
Yeah. And it's not bad. It's not long to do if it's a short mantra. But if you do a 40-day sadhana, which would mean sitting down every morning, every evening, better to do in the morning because if you go to bed, you have to get up and start on day one again if you've gone to bed and haven't done your mantra that day. So if you sit and you do a short mantra, you could do a whole mala in less than 15 minutes of Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha 108 times, or Om Shri Mahalakshmiye Namaha 108 times. And if you did that every day for 40 days with intention, it's very powerful.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to know is when you're doing that, there's a part of us that never wants to change, and it will try to arrange so by the 38th day you forget to do it. It's just resistance.
It is. And now, how do we break that resistance, and how do we stay focused on our intentions and on our mantras?
You just have to push through and have enough determination that if it happens that the 38th day you go to bed and you're serious about you want to do, let's say you're doing Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha and Om Shri Mahalakshmiye Namaha to bring in abundance, and you're looking for a job or you're looking to improve your finances, and you don't make 40 days. Okay, you sit down again and you do 40 days. Mm-hmm. We had one person who let us know he was working to do to get financial growth in his business. Mm-hmm. And he did 125,000 of Om Shri Mahalakshmiye Namaha. And nothing much happened. He did another 125,000. And then he knew he still had karma in that area, and he needed to sand it off, because mantras do like sandpaper on your karma. He did another 125,000, and he said he had so much business he didn't know what to do with it.
You see, so
that's what.
No, I love that. Let's go back to that fact. Because that was very something important, because, you know, when we talk about karma, a lot of people don't understand how we can – I love how you just put it, how we can sand it off, and how mantras are the sandpaper to karma in our lives, people. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Mantras are the sandpaper to karma in our life. And through mantras, we can sand down that karma and get ourselves clean to be able to receive. So I want you all to – if you missed that, go back into the archives on Max and Friends, write that down, let that digest in your soul, in your spirit, in your mind, because that's really, I think, the freedom that you all are looking for when you ask me all the time, how can I live a life of freedom? How can I live a life of abundance? That's the lesson that I want you all to learn tonight. So that right there was beautiful. I got it. That just made me, that gave me the chills in my body to say, I got it. So I've never
that's
heard
great.
It described like that. So that's a beautiful thing. And I know that my listeners tonight are grabbing that, because I could feel it in the atmosphere. Now, you know, what is prana? Because it's a word that comes up, and I have a listener who just tweeted me and wants to know what prana is.
Prana is the life force in your body. The Chinese call it qi, and they define it slightly differently, but, you know, it's about a paper width difference. It's the prana in your body that makes your body work, and it's the life force that keeps you healthy. It's the life force that gives you the energy to do in your life and also to be a healer. So the mantras will free up your karma and assist you to access your prana. And your prana, it's, you know, when the spirit leaves the body, the prana shuts off. And that's the difference between, you know, a live body and a not live body. But that prana is really powerful, and there are mantras that you can use, specific mantras that you can use to make your prana really strong. And they are Hanuman mantras.
I love Hanuman. Jai Hanuman.
Right, Jai Hanuman.
But so tell us about them.
Well, one of the mantras is Om Hum Hanumate Namaha. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. Hum is the sound, the seed sound of the throat chakra, and that's really powerful to speak and make things happen. And that hum also is a very powerful negativity destroying sound. So it shows up in a lot of mantras. So Om Hum Hanumate Namaha.
Namaha. And now, what is Namaha? Because there's so many. Yeah, what's the other one first? Om.
Om Hum Hanumate Vijayam, which is victory to the prana.
And then Namaha, because there's so many mantras that end with Namaha, and people are like, what does that mean?
Right. Nama means divine name. So you're chanting the divine name. The Ha is the salutation, the celebration of that divine name.
Y'all got that?
And at the same time, it's a really fascinating thing how that energy works, because while you are saluting the divinity of that particular vibration, you are also invoking it to come into you. Mm-hmm. So we are then attuning ourselves, just like to radio stations. The different mantras have different vibrations, and you attune yourself, like choosing a station, I want to be more like this divine ideal, or I need more Lakshmi in my life because I need the abundance of the divine mother, which is more than money. It's love, it's friends,
absolutely,
it's health, any kinds of abundance you can think of.
Now,
tuning yourself.
I'm really big about saying, you know, this is going to be a year of abundance and this is going to be a year of greatness. And then I put the other day on Facebook, I said, you know, I did something and I said, let abundance be mine. And someone said, oh, you have to be careful because abundance could also include negative things. You could become abundant.
I never heard of that before.
I haven't either. And it kind of like
abundance.
Yeah, let's have that conversation. And you know, it's like people always try to rain on your parade, you know, when you're just getting into the flow of things. And it's something that, you know, you stop and think, you know, there's always people out there that are going to try to get you and stop you. And when I said, how is it possible if I'm asking for abundance that a whole slew of abundant negativity is going to come into my life? And I was like, I just shut that out and don't even allow that to have any space in my life. But why would
that doesn't make any sense. I mean, abundance just means more. And of course, when you put your intention out, you're putting out what you want more of. And it won't be the negativity.
Thank you. You know, so I just wanted to talk to you about that. And I'm glad that came up in conversation. But, you know, there is transcendental meditation, and we've heard about it a lot. And now, have you practiced it before?
What I know about transcendental meditation, what I know about what the Maharishi gave to people as mantras, was the seed sounds. Mm-hmm. So he would give women Shreem mostly, or Ain, occasionally Dum for Durga, and then he would give the masculine seed sounds. Mm. And each of them is very powerful.
What are some of those
masculine
seed sounds?
Do we know? Now you got me there.
We'll look them up. We'll look them up. But yeah, you know, have you heard of Kashi Ashram by chance?
Namadeva and I went to Kashi Atlanta and taught there a couple of times.
So you know, because that was my guru, Jaya Ma. And there's one in Sebastian, Florida that I go to. So I love them all there.
She and Namadeva were acquainted. They got acquainted in their early days in spirituality, happened to bump into each other as they were visiting Muktananda's ashram.
Absolutely. So Ma was here on the radio on my show, and we had her last interview before she passed. So it was a blessing to have her here, and it was fun. And it's a blessing to have you here, because I know that people tonight we're breaking this down. This is like Mantra 101 here tonight on Max and Friends, because you all are loving it, because I keep going in your tweets. So thank you for those. But if I could ask you, what's a mantra that you feel in the vibration of the show and with people tuning in tonight that is one that people should put into effect in their life? I feel that there's a mantra that you're going to help us with, and people, I want you to get ready for this because there's going to be a breakthrough in your life. So what's one mantra we could give people to take with them for this week and for their weeks to come?
It's hard to choose one. You know, you can always choose the loving and fun and funny Ganesha and do the Ganapati. On the other hand, who doesn't want the wonderful benevolence of the mother and do Lakshmi? So I got to give you two.
All right, give us two.
Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha and Om Shri Mahalakshmiye Namaha.
Y'all got that? And then when you see the effect in your life, tweet me at Max Tucci because I want to know about it. For more information, go to SanskritMantra.com. Are you on Facebook or Twitter where people can find you?
Yes, it's. I just got on Twitter, and I'm on as Satyabhama Ashley F. I think you can find me under Satyabhama.
Satyabhama? All right, I'll find
yeah,
it. Y'all
and you
can
find me under Satyabhama Ashley Ferrand on the Facebook.
Wonderful. And otherwise, just go to SanskritMantra.com. Satyabhama, thank you so much for being here tonight. It was really a pleasure having you on. I'm going to talk to you after the show because I want to continue off the air with you a little bit, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's great. I really enjoyed talking with you, Max.
And we're going to have you back on again.
Lots of blessings to everyone in the audience. May
yes.
the great mother bless you with every abundance in the world that you need, everything that your heart desires. Tatastu, so may it be.
And so it is. I love it. Well, I'm going to talk to you after the show. Thank you so much, Satyabhama, for being here tonight. Have a wonderful night and take life to the max. I know you do every day anyhow, but we're going to talk after the show, all right?
All right. Thank you for having me.
I'm going to have you back because I'm getting a lot of tweets. So that's a good thing. When I get the tweets, that means I know people are listening and want to know more. So we'll have you back on again very soon.
Terrific.
Wonderful. We'll talk to you after the show.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, darling. All right, everyone. We're going to go from mantras to music. We've got a great song from Gabe Lopez. He's joining us now in just a moment. We're going to get him on. Let's run and actually let's play his song, Red Light. It's his new song that just came out. It's all over the place, and it's here tonight on Max and Friends.
Please don't be cruel, 'cause it's hard.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Red Light by Gabe Lopez. He's here and he's back tonight. So welcome back, Gabe, to Max and Friends.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for playing my song.
Oh, my God. We love all your music. It was so funny because before the show, we're like, Gabe, I said, Ronan, what songs do we have from Gabe? And Gabe was like, I think you just have Boomerang and now Red Light. And it was like 55 songs.
I know. I was like, wow, my fan.
We have like your whole catalog here on Max and Friends.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
No, it's my pleasure. And, you know, it's so funny because I'm involved with this organization called Unicorn Children's Foundation. And there's this sweet girl, Amy Mann, who works there. And she saw that you and I were friends on Facebook. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, my God, you know Gabe? I'm like, yeah. She's like, he's why I listen to K-pop. I'm like, wait, because Amy got me addicted to K-pop. And then all of a sudden, like, there was like this revelation that Gabe Lopez is like Mr. K-pop.
Yeah, I wrote a couple songs for some acts out in South Korea, and one by this group Shinee went to like I think number 3 or number 5 out there.
Oh my God,
I love a couple of other ones too. That's so cool. I need to catch them. That's so cool. They do shows out here. I still have to catch one.
You know, it's so funny. We're like literally sitting in the office. And all of a sudden, like, one of the songs will come on, and Amy's like, that's Gabe's song. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God, I love it. Who needs American boy bands when there's K-pop?
they run them through the machine out there. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And, you know, speaking of boy bands, you're, like, doing some great things again here with tell us about what's going on, because you're, like, super, super busy.
I'm really busy, and I'm loving it. You know me. I'm a workaholic. I love being involved in so many things. Red Light, which you just heard, came out December 12th on 12/12/12, and the remix came out 12/21/12, and it just hit SiriusXM and iHeartRadio this past week, so I'm really, really excited about that.
And now Max and Friends on Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Boomerang, my last single, did pretty well on radio and on BPM and all that, and now now Red Light seems to be hitting a little bit harder, so I'm excited about that. And then referencing the boy bands, I've been working with New Kids on the Block on their upcoming new album, so that's going to be a blast. We've done like 7 songs, and I think a couple will make the album. I'm hoping, it looks like so.
Well, listen, I'm going to come out to LA, and when I get back into the studio, you know, LA Talk Radio, you've been to the studio, you were there the fan club, I think, and we were just like hanging out there. The next time I'm back in LA in the studio that they have for me there, which is wonderful, I want you to come in with New Kids on the Block so we can have a good old kiki.
That sounds like a blast.
And now you're working with Belinda Carlisle too, right?
Oh my gosh. Belinda has been such an influence. She's an idol of mine. I own everything she's ever done and the Go-Go's, everything they've ever done.
Favorite Belinda Carlisle song?
Say it again? My favorite one?
Yes.
Well, I would say like Mad About You and Heaven on Earth. Those are the obvious ones, but also Too Much Water, like her real album from 1993. I love that album. And, dude, it was so weird because like her son, he was raised in the south of France, and somehow he heard of me and my music. I don't know how. And then he hit me up on Facebook and said, you know, he was a fan. I said, oh, that's really cool. And then he said he was momless. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, she's a huge influence. Like, and so I sent songs her way. And the third one I sent finally stuck. And she was like, oh, I want to do this song. So we recorded it. And it'll be out as her single in, I think, March or April.
Well, listen, I've got some questions for you tonight from listeners. So speaking of recording, what's the crazy experience you've had in the recording studio?
Oh, my gosh, that I can talk about?
Yeah.
Let's see. There's always like, commotion. Let's see. I feel like a couple months ago, you know the artist of the game, or the rapper?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so he's pretty hardcore, you know? And he records down the hall in one of the recording studios I record in. And I think this might have even been one of the days Belinda came by. So we're, like, working in there, and I walk outside to go to the bathroom, and the whole hall, like, smells like weed, and it's just, like, it's permeating everywhere. There's no denying it. Like, you walk in the hall, and you're going to get, you know, pretty happy.
You know what? Look at that roster and call me next time he's in.
and then I swear, like later on, I either heard like a bunch of 808s, you know, drums hitting, or some gunshots. I don't know, but it was just like, what's the dichotomy of like, you know, angst and guns and then weed? I don't know. It's just, it's always different every time you go in.
What I love to say is too much too soon. Right?
Yes.
Now here we have. I love these questions, and they just keep coming in. So what is your favorite song you've written and why?
Oh my gosh.
Say Red Light. Promote it.
I love Red Light because for me, it's about, you know, when you're loving someone and you see all the red flags, all the red lights that you should stop, and you know you just can't. You gotta
why
see where
don't
it goes.
We?
I don't know. Because we want to see if maybe we'll finally get the green light. There's that hope, that optimism, you know? And I'm all about being optimistic. So
absolutely. You know, that's why just before you, we had this wonderful, wonderful lady on Satyabhama, and she was telling us about mantras. And, you know, a lot of songs, mantras are mantras because they're, like, derived from Sanskrit. But, you know, a lot of songs come from mantras. And, you know, I would love to see you work in that aspect because I think that would be groovy to get some Sanskrit into your music. Because, you know, we all just love your music. It's a groovy idea, no?
I would totally be down for that. Email me some mantras and I'll get right to work. I have a new album in the works that's like halfway done, so maybe we'll see some mantras on there.
Oh, I'm going to. Because you know what? There's some really good ones and I will get them to you. I will email them after the show. Now, who are like your dream artists that you would want to work with?
Honestly, and I'm not kidding you, Belinda has been one of my dream artists forever. And you know, there's pictures of like me with the posters and the albums and the, you know, the CDs and everything. And my family was just, when I finally told them I was working with her, they were like, are you kidding me? This is, you know, been a long time idol. And for her to be such a hard worker, just the best person to work with. She's like everybody you want your idol to be and more. So
Belinda, I'm in love with Belinda Carlisle.
She's the coolest person. Like, we, you know, do coffee and that. She's just awesome.
I love it. When is her CD coming out?
I don't know if she can do the full album or hers, she said.
Yeah.
Well, we have the one single, and there's talk of an EP, there's talk of, I know she's doing a tour. She just got off the tour with the Go-Go's again, which I got to go see. They were awesome at the Hollywood Bowl. And I should also say Jane from the Go-Go's co-wrote some of the lyrics on this upcoming single, so working with her was a blast, too. And so there's talk of an EP. Hopefully we'll be in the studio doing more, but I know she'll be touring with this song and doing the whole, you know.
When that single comes out, I want you and Belinda come on air because that's going to be so much
fun. That would be cool.
Oh, we'll have a blast.
She's back in L.A. again, so I think we can totally coordinate that.
I love it. Now, speaking of L.A. and going on tour and all that good stuff, you're going on a birthday this Wednesday.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Because I just got a tweet and someone wants to know, what are you doing for your birthday on Wednesday?
Actually, that's so funny. There's a promo running that day. I've had a lot of supporters for a long time. And, every time I have a song on the radio, people support it and call in and all that. So on Wednesday, this Wednesday the 16th, what I'm doing is my first two albums will be free for download. From my website. You know, the first album, This Is About You, and the album from 2011, Shine Like the Sun. Both albums in full will be free. That does not include Red Light, which is the new single from the upcoming album. But all the other songs, just for that day on Wednesday, will be free. So that's kind of my gift for people who have supported me for a long time.
All right. Well, you know, we got to wrap things up here. But before we do that, I've got another question for you. And someone asked, what are your thoughts on leaked songs / demos on YouTube?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think sometimes it's on purpose from the artist to kind of get a buzz going. And other times the label doesn't really support an artist, so maybe that's a good way for the song to get out there if the label doesn't think it should be released. And other times it's really an artist's work that they've really been working hard on trying to develop, and it's not fully fleshed out, and then it really kind of hurts the artist's feelings.
Well, you know why? Because the second part of that question was, what about in cases such as Varsity Fan Club where the song will never officially be released? Because I know who wrote that question, and they were so pissed off because they wanted to hear that song be released, and it never happened.
You know, coming from someone who produced and co-wrote probably half of those, I'm glad that those songs are leaked and seeing the light of day. So from my point, being a producer and writer on those, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and
there's a lot of red tape.
My listener who's listening right now is like, oh my God, thank you for telling me that, because she was so into Varsity Fan Club. And when we had them here on the show, they blew up. Like, I don't think we've ever had as many listeners or callers ever on LA Talk Radio than that night.
Well,
but
they've revamped. You know, they're now called After Romeo. They're, you know, Thomas left and he went solo. I actually produced Thomas's solo stuff. So Thomas is solo, and the rest of the guys are After Romeo now. So they're doing new music. They're amazing.
No, totally groovy. And, you know, but there's nothing like K-pop, and I'm just – y'all need to merge them together. You need to get After Romeo mixed in with some K-pop of those guys. Because it's just –
that's an awesome idea.
I love it, and I just think it's so groovy. And you know what? Speaking of all the red lights going on in our life, it's come to the red light here on Max and Friends, and we got to stop. But
thank you so much.
No, I don't want to end. This is fun. You know, it always comes to the point when we got to go that I'm like, I don't want to go yet. And then I always get the wrap it up thing. But, Gabe, it's a pleasure having you on here always on Max and Friends. And definitely we want to have you back because music is something that I've made the goal for this year on Max and Friends to bring more artists on, to bring more songs on, and to really just – because I love music, I think, as much as you do. And I just want everyone to have it be a part of their lives every day if it's not already. So Red Light is going to be that song for you all. You can get that. Where can they get it? On iTunes, right?
It's on iTunes, on Spotify, pretty much everywhere.
everywhere it is, you can find it. Yeah. So, and also, everyone, Boomerang, we're going to play out of here. Oh, I don't have time to. So we're going to play it next time we're here. But, Gabe, happy birthday coming up this week.
Thank you. All right, cool. Night.
All right. Everyone find you on Twitter?
Oh, at Gabe Wolf of the Songs.
That's simple. At Gabe Wolf of the Songs. All right. We got to run. Thanks so much, my friend. I'm going to talk to you after the show and just say thank you again and talk to you after.
All right, cool. Thank you again. All right, thank you so much, Brakon.
My pleasure. All right. We got to wrap this up. I thank you all for being here tonight, and I love that we took music and mantras to the max. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Take life to the max. Stop for a minute. Breathe and know that all will be well within your soul. Just om as much as possible. On that note, love you all, but I got to go. Have a wonderful week and take life to the max. CBS News is coming up next. Good night.